For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Battlehawks' home opener is this weekend, and it's the return of professional football to St. Louis. The president and COO of Schnucks is Dave Peacock, and Dave did so much to try and keep the Rams in St. Louis, and now with Schnucks, he has partnered with the Battlehawks for numerous community events, and Schnucks has become the official grocery store of the Battlehawks. Dave, always great to visit with you. How are things?
Things are great, and I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. Why is this a good partnership with these two St. Louis institutions now? And I say institution because it might be with the Battlehawks before it's all said and done.
You know, honestly, it's kind of marrying the old with the new. You know, we're an old 80-year-old St. Louis franchise. Schnucks is St. Louis to a lot of people. And I think the Battlehawks are just doing a phenomenal job in a very short time trying to connect with the community. And they quickly recognize that our brand, along with others that they're partnering with, are perfect to help them connect with the community. They recognize that with, you know, 1.5 million St. Louisans going through our doors every week, that they can reach a lot of people through our stores. And they've just been really, really creative in how we can activate the partnership.
You're a St. Louisan through and through. You care about this community. What do you think the experience for fans and just football back in town will be like this weekend?
I can't wait. I'm going. I know my teenage son is dying to go, so he's going to go. I think people are excited. When I saw that 28,000-seat lower bowl was sold out and that the aftermarket had tickets, I think the lowest price was $95 going up to over $250. It just tells you that there is demand here. This is a good football town and always was a good football town. And if you meet it halfway by bringing a product and just engaging with the community and showing that you care about St. Louis, I think people respond.
One of the really unique things about this partnership, too, and I know that you've been intimately involved with Folds of Honor, just an incredible group, and that's one of the things that you're doing in this partnership is trying to get Folds of Honor involved with the Battlehawks, Schnucks, and make sure that brand is exposed as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They have one of their games that they want to sort of devote the attention to veterans, and they actually said, look, we've been blown away with what you've done with Folds of Honor. Would love to find a way to fold that in. So we're excited to be able to connect with that and kind of extend our Folds of Honor reach. You know, we've always done it between Memorial Day and July 4th. So being able to kind of bring it into the springtime. And I think the kind of attention it'll draw to the organization in St. Louis with that younger male fan is going to be great.
Can you go anywhere, Dave Peacock, in St. Louis and not be stopped and asked about the experience of what you went through at the NFL?
I can more and more. People's memories start fading, which is fine. I did have a nice gentleman at a restaurant just this last weekend, you know, kind of thanked me. And it's nice. I mean, it's at the end of the day, I sort of, you know, did what I think a lot of people would do, and I was in a position to do it. But at the end of the day, I think, I'm proud of how St. Louis has moved on. You've seen the city respond to the Blues with the Stanley Cup. You see Cardinal Nation just show up year after year. And frankly, had a great season last year that nobody talks about.
Right.
The Blues played so well. And now you see the fan excitement around the Battlehawks. The MLS team coming is, I think, in 2 years, people are going to just kind of go crazy for that. This is a sports town. This is a sports town up there with Boston and Chicago. And while we may not be as large as those cities, the ferocity of our excitement for sports in the city is as much, if not greater.
Do you think, honest question, give me an honest answer if you can here, do you think the NFL looks at this weekend and sees the bowl is going to be sold out, the lower bowl, and the TV ratings are number one with this league, and they say, wow, I'm not sure we made a mistake, but man, this is a good football town.
Yeah, I'm sure it gets noticed, right? And one thing I don't know is what the ratings have been for NFL football in St. Louis. I'm assuming a little higher with the Chiefs' performance, but you know, do they care? I don't know. But at the end of the day, I'm sure they notice, and this is just an incidence in you know, someone asked me, do you think a lot of this is in spite of the Rams? I really don't. I think people certainly are chaffed by that still. They're burned by it. But I think people are excited to have a team lean into them, as our local teams do now with the Cardinals and the Blues. And I think they're excited about something new coming to our city. And so when you combine that, you get the reaction you're getting in the market. The fact that they can't keep up with merchandise sales is remarkable.
Do you still watch closely the lawsuit going on between the city and the NFL?
I wouldn't say closely. I'm obviously pretty familiar with it and aware of it. I have no idea kind of what's going to happen and where that goes. And you know, it's certainly important, especially for the public officials that have been involved and feel that, you know, it needs to be played out. But I do think for the average fan, you know, most of them have sort of moved on. And even with the Chiefs winning, I mean, there are still NFL fans in St. Louis, and a lot have adopted the Chiefs. There's a lot to like about what they're doing and Andy Reid and that whole story. So, you know, we got a little bit of our cake and eat it too here, because we're getting these new teams that are they're emerging and exciting. And yet, you know, we've got amazing tradition with the teams that have been here and been committed to our community for, you know, 50 years, 100 years with the Cardinals and the Blues.
Take off your schnooks cap here for a moment. How cool, to double-pointed question here, how cool it would be to be walking in the dome with your son to watch pro football? And secondly, do you think you'll get flooded with a lot of memories of what it was like before with the Rams?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. I mean, it's exciting, to be honest. I mean, it's great to be able to go. We haven't been to a pro football game in St. Louis, obviously, in a long time. We did go to a game in that final season. I think it's going to be exciting. I think it's going to be different. I'm curious of what a large venue where they've kind of focused on the lower bowl feels like. I think it's going to be a very loud crowd. It looks we're sponsoring the tailgate, and I think that, you know, weather permitting, which it looks like it'll be okay, is going to be pretty exciting downtown again. So just having reasons for people to come downtown and reconnect with our city and kind of be reminded of what all we have to sort of celebrate here, I think is great. And that's, to me, what this has always been about, is how can we just kind of enliven our city, our downtown core, with some of these assets. And it's just great to see that now we're going to have four large-scale professional teams playing in downtown St. Louis.
I hope you know about the Schnucks Rewards app. If for some reason you don't, where have you been? The whole city has been downloading this. If you're a Schnucks Rewards member, you're going to earn points. And the next time you're at Schnucks, you can use those points for money off. Digital coupons on the items you want most. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get the app that gets you. Do you see the league exploding? What's your, because you understand these things very, very well. Couple weeks in, I know it's very early, but do you see the league really exploding and making this a long-term thing for many years to come?
It seems they've learned a lot from the first time. They're getting things right. They're addressing opportunities that may be missed by other leagues for various reasons, the way they're structured, the way you know, they've matured over time. And you know, I think as long as they continue down that path, and they've certainly hit a sweet spot of sort of timing of when people still have some hunger for football, and it's a little slower period for sports in general. So, you know, I'd say outside of, you know, making a mistake, which I don't anticipate them doing, I can't see why this league can't be successful and do well. And part of that is in setting realistic objectives and like they have, and really letting the fans carry it. I mean, that's more and more around, whether it's consumer products or what have you, it's letting your customers, or in this case, the fans, sort of dictate where the brand, and in this case, XFL, goes. And I think they've demonstrated that they're very open to fan input.
Schnucks will be the official tailgate sponsor. Where are you guys going to be located, and what goes into that?
Yeah, we're going to be right near the dome itself, that tailgate. And because you're not dealing with, what I'll call, the 60,000 crowd, it's 28,000. It can actually be a little bit more intimate and take up sort of what I call the appropriate footprint downtown. And there's a lot we have planned in the stadium as well, as it relates onto the Jumbotron with players. There's going to be things where players are actually in our stores doing things during the week. The kids delivering the helmets will have Schnucks Delivers t-shirts. There's a lot. And I'd say this is first, we just struck this deal a week ago. It's first week. You know, we don't expect perfection. And one of the things I think that makes this league really special and unique is, you know, they acknowledge, hey, we're new. You know, we're not going to get everything perfect and right from day one. And because of that kind of transparency and that, I'll call, authenticity, I think it makes them just that much more attractive for people because they're just very real. And at the same time, they've got their heart in the right spot and they're doing it the right way.
Dave, thanks so much for everything you've done for our town and you continue to do, and love the association with Schnucks and the Battlehawks, and we'll see you this Sunday at the Dome.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Dan.